This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You heard it. The same man wrote that and Don't Ever Say Goodbye.
Man.
It's got range.
That song right there, that is in every movie about the 70s.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the greatest songs of the 70s.
And his name was Rick Derringer.
I know. He had an interesting look.
Yeah.
For parts of his career. Like, he changed a lot, didn't he?
Yeah. I just have one visual of him. He sort of looks like the girl that played bass on Happy Days. Leather Tuscadero.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pinky Tuscadero's little sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean there.
Don't Ever Say Goodbye was my song with Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, man, she was sexy.
Did Pinky know that?
No, none of them did.
No, okay. She thought it was Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Yeah.
She was the one who did think it was that one.
You wonder if any girl ever had a love song with you that you didn't know about?
I don't reckon so.
Yeah.
I don't reckon. What
don't
do you
spend about? A lot of my time thinking that, because the chances are just so slim.
Yeah, I don't really assume that's the case.
Andrew just rolled in from Deadwood. I don't reckon so.
I don't reckon such. That's why they didn't, because I talk like that. Say a lot of things like that. Women folk don't like it so much.
We have some weird and sad news to give you today. Rachel Zimmerman got boogered.
Yeah. Dude. Oh. I was going to say, we're just not going to talk about my trauma.
Brings us no joy.
Right at the start of the show.
No. It was real trauma.
Was the stream
too.
Live when it happened or
I
no?
I don't know. I think it might have been.
Because people might have seen the
They might have seen me sobbing. Yes. Yeah.
If you saw her looking like she was dancing to Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
That was the boog dance.
So I'm reaching behind me to grab this chair, which is a shared chair. Who knows who's sitting in this chair?
I know
I'm
who was sitting
here.
In that chair just
well,
before.
I know, but I'm not blaming Matt Pajeski.
I am.
I don't think he's what? The dealer of the booker.
Why would you not? No one else has sat there today. It was like him and Debbie.
Well, it's not Debbie either.
Well,
there you go.
I've been here overnight. I don't know what's going on.
Lord, would I rather be boogered by Monterey than by Pajeski.
I don't know. Pajeski doesn't seem like he's wiping his boogers on the work equipment.
But
right.
Debbie does?
No, absolutely not. I go to grab the chair, and my thumb just scrapes against it in a way where it's like, like, that's not a piece of food. That's not a piece of lint. It has the elasticity and the give that only a booger can have. And I'm like, I just touched a booger.
Oh, no.
I know. I know. It's got all of us in a tizzy.
I can't stop laughing.
The whole pre-show was weird.
Yeah, it was.
Did you ever find your
block? No, I feel like I'm missing part of the cord for my laptop. And
I am also. I'm also missing something. So something happened. Something has. I was all over Kevin, but he's actually right. Something has happened.
Did we snap into a new reality?
So you're telling me we have both a burglar and a boogler?
We have a burglar and a boogler here in this room with us.
Has been infested with borrowers who are taking all of our stuff and wiping their.
It was because I had a fan. There's a little desk fan that used to be in here.
No, I got it over here.
Oh, okay.
It was sitting on the desk, and I said, who left their fan in here?
I know. I can solve the mystery of the fan. Last week, when you were gone, Andrew, Drew Young moved it in here during the Cardinals game because it was extremely hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Got it. Okay,
it was
great.
Very hot.
Okay, good. And yeah, I left the box fan in there. So, okay, that solves that. Kevin, you're still out of your mind.
Yeah, I know. I could swear I had it when I walked in here, but... I'll probably go back into the office and see it fell on the ground or something as I was walking.
The guy who pays less attention to anything than anyone I've ever met is like, I couldn't have forgotten this thing.
Fair.
This is only going to be funny to people who are watching us on television right now. But here's exactly what Kevin looked like. He was just turning back and forth.
Like, what the hell? I glitched.
And at the exact same time, he's doing this. Rachel's doing this.
And Rachel goes, there's a booger.
I gotta say, I feel a little bad for Wheels because all of us have such little faith. Like, as soon as he was like, or I just didn't even bring it in here, all three of us were like, that's probably what it is.
Let's be honest, you guys are probably right.
It reminded me during
the break, and it's gonna be laying there.
It reminded me, I'm always... telling this to my wife, I'm always getting on her about this. She will be like, I lost my, you know, phone or whatever. And then she'll pick up like one thing next to her and look under it. And then she's like, I've looked everywhere. I'm like, you haven't looked at all.
You looked under one pillow.
Yeah, you looked under one pillow. There's 7,000 other places to look in this house. Man.
Yeah, it's 100% going to be back where I was sitting.
And I thought it had to do with me because we just don't have enough blocks and cable chargers.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had a couple overnighted to me by Amazon.
Oh.
But it's the right female end, the wrong male end.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So he was going in to get me a new block, and you're like, who took my block? And I made this face. Because I figured it was me through him.
It's a laptop one. It wouldn't be anything like a phone one.
And then you started Tweedledum dancing, and she started boogering.
I was doing the twist.
Like, as long as this gets me off the hook, I'm fine.
Anyway, I'm scared to sit in the chair because I do fear that more boogers await me.
You think Matt's going to do it again tomorrow?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Somebody's got some explaining
to do.
This
is like Sandwich Gate.
Yeah. This is probably worse.
And once again, all the clues point to the Chris and Amy show.
Yeah.
Once more.
Which is only the Chris show today.
Ackerman was just texting me. He was in here for Gas House. Maybe he has some knowledge of it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think Tom Ackerman is going to stand by while someone
wipes
the boogers
on a chair.
Well, no, he sits here,
though, so he wouldn't have been in the boog chair.
No, he's unaware, but he might be able to shed some light.
Yeah. He would have warned you if he saw it.
Absolutely.
He would have been like,
hey, there's a
boogers.
Up. He would have stopped
that
person.
He's a gentleman.
Yes.
He'd have been like, Debbie Monterey. I'm going to get you a tissue.
I just want the record to show I never for a second thought that it was Debbie Monterey.
You heard it here first, folks. Jacques, Debbie Monterey.
If she did it, it'd just be cute.
Yeah, I'd be like, aw.
Aw. Thank you, Deb.
I wouldn't have even used hand sanitizer after that.
No, you never wash those hands again. That's like a Paul McCartney bug.
Anyway. Rock and roll, hoochie.
Oh, man. You know my little pieces of sheet that I have from the Beatles? They slept. So I think you know this story, Wheels, because we've talked about Detroit before. And I looked up my birth date on eBay once because I'm a narcissist. And up pops, here are pieces of the sheets that the Beatles slept on September 6, 1964, when they played in Detroit. And I bought them, and they were about an inch square. and I found them the other day. You know, boys, when you cut yourself shaving, you take a little piece of toilet paper and you put it on it, mm-hmm. and then you pull it off. That's what they look like now.
Okay.
They're just like tiny little things with a little something in the middle. Uh-oh. I'm like, ah, crap.
Dang so. It.
It's not like I was going to resell it or anything. But
yeah.
No, I could do. Okay, here's how I think. I bought them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I own the rights to them.
Correct.
What if I just cut up some old-looking sheets now and glued them to a piece of paper and said, like, here they are, because what they look like now are just really unimpressive.
Yeah, prove they're not.
Prove they're not.
Prove they're not.
There you go.
I think you should scam those people, Dave.
Yeah, do you remember how much those set you back? I mean, is it worth the scam? Is it worth the flip? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Plus, I'm never going to show them to anybody.
Yeah.
I've never showed anyone the originals.
Mm.
Are they in like a frame?
No.
They're just like loose?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all in the same piece of paper.
They're like glued to a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm being sketchy about this.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying.
I didn't buy them, but it, like, you know. What would be your dream thing like that? Mm. Whose sheets would you want to buy? Probably a bad question for Rachel today. Mm. A little too close
Matt
to home.
Matt Pajeski's.
Ah!
No, thanks. The more you guys suggest it, the more I'm convinced it was him.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
I doubt it's him.
I don't, you know.
Unless it was accidental.
It wasn't him.
There's a way that can be.
What
an
is
accident.
This refusal to accept that Matt could do it? I don't understand.
Matt's
this.
A nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He doesn't seem like he's wiping his boogers.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
You can
guy.
Be nice and wipe your boogers.
And he's
off,
also so. For a young guy. He
it's
acts
not a
like
disqualifying
an older guy.
Fact.
We've had plenty of people here who are booger woofers.
Yeah.
Well, and there are those that are more likely to relish in the fact.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like we had a bunch of, and I apologize for this, I really do, but it's life. We had a bunch of toenails. In Andrew's office mm-hmm. for months, and then someone got let go, and they stopped showing up.
No more toenails.
That's all I'm saying.
I am not accusing that person, but then again, I did accuse them every day since it first started happening.
I did note
so.
This as well. We've had fewer restroom issues in recent months.
Oh, yeah? Mm.
And I don't know who that would be tied to, but nobody's peeing on the seats anymore.
Oh, that's mm. good. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Just
that reminds me, driving home last night, all I could smell was like a dirty diaper, and I became...
Man, what a start to the show.
I became so paranoid that I was like, did someone put dirty diapers in my car to like punish me? Like, I was having these paranoid okay. thoughts, and then I finally realized, oh, there's a livestock truck.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, but it was like, it was getting stronger and stronger. I'm like, what's going on?
But this is what
just
led
the way
me...
my car smells now.
This is what led me to think that I was possessed for those couple of weeks that I thought that.
What?
Like seeing strange goop around me and like
oh, the ectoplasm.
Smelling, yeah, and like smelling, you know, bad stuff when there shouldn't be anything
so
bad
think
smelling
it was the
around.
The combination of a cattle truck and Matt Pajeski?
That I was possessed? It could be.
All right.
I never really, I mean, don't forget, I never got like exercised or anything. I just kind of forgot that I was scared I was possessed.
You decided one day not to give the power to the demon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The demon was like, aw, shucks.
He was like, well, if this guy's not going to pay any attention to me, I guess I'll just leave.
I'll go to somebody else.
He walked away real slowly, kicking a rock and looking behind him sadly.
To answer your question, though, Dave, about like the sheets, I don't know that I would be like super stoked on anything like that.
Mm.
You know, I think I'd be like, oh, that's neat. But unless I could like get it out and touch it all the time. Like, just, like, having it in a frame or something I don't think would do much for me.
Gotcha. I would love to say that I am the same way, because in my mind I am, and then I remember that at Disney World Land last week, I bought a $200 lightsaber hilt that looked like Luke Skywalker's lightsaber hilt. Yeah.
You are living your life,
did
brother.
Did you get a lightsaber?
No, I didn't get the blade. I just got the hilt.
How much was the blade?
The blade was, I don't remember how, I was never going to get the blade, I just okay. wanted the hilt. It comes in a little box.
You should get one of those little plastic lightsaber ones and put it in the hilt.
And I've picked it up, and I've looked at it, and I've been like,
You should wear it to work.
Welcome to my world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 123. Okay, just to put a period at the end of this sentence, Rachel thinks she found a booger on her chair. The last one to sit there was Matt Pajeski. Wheeler confronted him, and he said, I did not wipe a booger on the chair, but I did eat some green grapes that are very boogerish. And to that, I just have to say, he had that excuse pretty quickly.
A likely story.
Yeah.
But yeah. He had a witness that he was eating green grapes.
Chris
Ranji.
That's not. That is the least reliable witness.
I actually believe this story less now.
They wouldn't even subpoena him for a court case. They're
mind,
like,
though,
we can't trust anything.
He also
says
did that in front of Aki, so we could call Tom and say, "Did you see any green grapes being eaten?"
Yeah.
I mean, we all trust Tom. We may not trust Ranji as much, but we trust Tom.
I appreciate the explanation. However, just based on the memory of the texture that my thumb was unfortunate.
That grapey?
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think it was a grape.
So it was more crunchy? No.
It was more like ticky tack.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I got it had some stick to it.
Yeah. Which, was there anything better in school than when you would come across some ticky tack?
What's ticky tack?
Teachers would use it on the back of a poster to stick it on the wall.
Kind of like gum.
Yeah,
spirit
kind
gum.
Of. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for us it was rubber cement.
Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah.
That's boogery.
Very much so.
Yeah.
But also not a boog, so it's not as gross.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, it was perfectly acceptable to play with rubber cement.
Yes.
Not so much with the boog.
You ever cover your hand in Elmer's glue and let it dry,
and then pull the skin off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think. I think pretty much everybody did that.
Did you ever get those chocolate bars that, like, the German club would sell to go to Germany, and then you could, like, put them on your desk and, like, rub them with your fingernail, and they would stick?
No.
They were gold. They were wrapped in, like, Willy Wonka gold paper.
I remember that. I don't remember the thing you're talking about.
Like, yeah.
Huh. Did not do that.
I had someone, gosh, I don't know if I should tell the story. someone in my life who knew the person whose family made those chocolates.
Okay.
And they started giving them to this person so that they could sell them for charity. And about a year in, because it was like, it was your childhood. These things are going like gangbusters. I said, what charity are you giving these to? And the person goes, mine. So they were just getting them for free and selling them supposedly for charity and keeping the dough.
Man, that's a scam.
Yeah, right?
What age?
50.
Oh, jeez. I thought you were like, it was like a 13-year-old or
no,
something.
No, this is in radio.
Oh, my God. That's not good. That's not good at all.
No, not great.
It's been a scandalous day.
It has.
It has. Mm-hmm. At least we found the, we solved the mystery of the laptop charger.
Yeah, it fell into a drawer.
It fell into a drawer.
It did. The drawer was half open and it must
it
have
fell out of
there.
My underturned hand into a drawer.
Just, it was, you know, like I stacked my stuff right above that drawer and it was partly open and I just like, it must have either fallen in or.
It got accidentally scooped.
Did you hear about the guy that got sucked up? He was on a hang glider, which go about 2,000 or 3,000 feet high, and he hit some sort of a thermal, and it sucked him up 5 miles into the sky. And he was freezing. Like, he has video of it, and he's just, like, covered in ice. He was up there 5 miles.
How do you get down from that?
It just slowly let him down.
So you just kind of, like, circle around? Is that what it is? Like,
yeah. He just flew in the ice for... several minutes.
Hell? That sucks.
I know.
You got to be thinking, this is it.
Yeah, yeah. You really
like,
do.
I'm 5 miles up. I am
I mean,
done.
You're up there with planes.
Yeah. Skeeter started buzzing about this time of year. I'm going out back,
said she'd meet me there. Company. Welcome back, DGS 133.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's so crazy when you guys are talking, then just stop all interactions as a break comes up out of nowhere to us watching. It's been interesting just to see how doing a radio show goes. I'm glad you guys are here and watching this, but I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, if we were doing something, if it were like performative and I would get it. But it's like just watching us talk into a microphone, I don't get. What am I missing?
Just how awesome we all look.
I guess so.
I mean, I have a couple of podcasts that, like, I do prefer to watch them on video. I still will just listen sometimes, but if I'm, like, on my phone or something, I'll throw it up on the YouTubes, and all they do is talk into a mic, but it's nice to see facial expressions.
It's kind of the difference between, like, talking to somebody on the phone versus, like, seeing them in person and talk. Like, it's better to see somebody when you're listening.
I know
to
what
them.
It's like to see people. Like, you don't have to go that far back in
it's
the
like when your eyes are open.
I think it's that simple.
Okay.
I think it's if you're going to listen to somebody talk, it's more fun to watch them do it.
Fine. Also, let me just cover this since we interact with people on the stream every day. Yesterday we had a listener calling us idiots because we're not anti-vax. And we didn't block them or anything like that, although we reserve the right to do that. And let me tell you sort of my theory on this for 25 years. So when I'm doing a radio show and you're listening or you're interacting even more on the stream, whether you're, hey, we love you guys, greatest show on earth, you're a bunch of idiots, I hate you, whatever it is, I feel like I have invited you to my home. Like, I'm inviting you to a party, to a barbecue or something, and I owe you a certain amount of deference. Like, hey, it's a barbecue. Let's not do hard drugs and have a freak off or anything, but I'm going to give you a little latitude.
No ditty party at the Glover House.
Because I invited you over.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But if you get out of hand and start insulting me or my family or my friends, then I'm probably going to ask you politely to leave. And if you won't, then we're probably going to kick you out. Like, normal people do in normal situations. And this is kind of an abnormal situation because we're not real people. We're just two-dimensional faces that talk, right? So people feel like they can say things to us, and you can. I never, ever have a problem with someone disagreeing with me or disagreeing with me about politics. But when you start name-calling and someone was really mean to Andrew a couple weeks ago and we blocked them, that's it. Bye. I think those are normal rules.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't abuse people.
Have some manners.
Yeah, just have some class.
Yeah, disagreement's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
And the best thing I've ever been called an idiot for in my life is not being anti-vax.
Not understanding what gene therapy is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But when you don't understand things, don't lecture other people about being stupid.
Be nice.
Yeah. I actually put on the sheet, like, I'm just really tired of people being mean on the internet. Not saying, like, we're just inundated with hate all the time. That's not true. But whenever someone
does...
No, we
have it easy.
Yeah. But just seeing it, like, towards other people. And then the times it does happen to us, I'm just like, I have, for years, what have I said, Dave? It's best to just pretend you don't see it. It's best not to engage. I don't know. Maybe they've just finally caught me at, like, a vulnerable moment here. But I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll start being mean back because I'm kind of tired of it. Like, if you want to come onto the stream and call us idiots, like, who's really the idiot here when you're the one using your precious time to watch something that you apparently hate, but I'm the idiot? How does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who you are.
Just in general, though, I think this is a common theme, though, is that there are a lot of, it's easy on the internet to write checks that your ass can't cash.
Yeah.
Right? You talk tough or you're going to insult people, and you wouldn't insult that same person to their face, most likely, because face-to-face confrontation is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
At the best case, and sometimes dangerous, because if you get in the wrong person's face, that person might have a reaction that you're going to get an immediate feedback on. And that person might end up being in trouble for that, but you're still going to wear it. And that online, that just doesn't exist, right? Online, you can be the tough guy, you can be the smart ass, you can be the troll and always pick a fight because nobody really knows who you are unless you set it up so that they do. And I don't know there's a great solution to that, because all you got to do to change it up is just create a new account that's not you. It's not your name. It's not your picture. You know, there's nothing, unless you're going to go into forensics and track someone down through their IP address, which none of us are going to do. That's only going to happen if the authorities need to track down to see if someone makes a threat, for an example. If you're going to do that, you're never going to face consequences. You can just be the giant butthole for eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and often I feel bad.
Good
for
name
these...
for an album, by the way.
What band would that album be for?
Rick Derringer.
No, most of the time I feel bad for these people because I'm like, something's going on. Like, something would have to be going really, really wrong with my day in order for me to, like, make a sassy comment on somebody's Facebook post. Like, that's a bad day for Rach. So if you're doing that all the time, like, you have my sympathy, but also there's only so much you want to put up with, and then you might get some sass back. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. People don't have to find out as much as they used to.
No.
When the only way to insult someone was face to face. Obviously, that's not as common now, because it's not in your normal day to day life. You probably don't want to do that to people you know.
Yeah.
Right. But it's easy when it's someone you don't know. It's easy when it's just a name on the other side of your computer screen to be a complete jerk.
Yeah.
Good rule of thumb I follow. If you're thinking about doing it, maybe don't. And that applies to pretty much everything. If you think, maybe, I should say this, or, I'm going to do this, maybe don't.
Yeah, but again, there are things that are okay. It's fine to disagree with people. It's okay sometimes to even get mad during a disagreement. It's just different when you're taking it to that next level of insulting, or you're going to go to, you know, making sexist jokes or racist jokes, whatever. When you're going to go low, just don't. But that's what makes those people feel good. It makes the people that do that feel powerful. Because they feel like they're controlling the situation. Whether they do or that they don't really is up to the person on the receiving end, right? Yeah. If it bothers the person, well, then yes, that person's getting what they want. If it doesn't bother the person getting it, then the person doing it is just feeling better, even though not really accomplishing anything.
We've talked about this before, but I have said, you know, like people talk about reincarnation. And if you came back, would you come back as a dog or a cat or a you know, richest guy in the world? I'd come back as a complete a-hole. Because you die thinking you killed it. You die thinking everyone loved you and everyone who didn't was just a jerk and they're stupid. You know what I'm saying?
And the rules don't apply to you.
And the rules don't apply. And so all that really matters, unless there really is a God and there really is judgment and reward and punishment. But if not, then all that matters is the experience you had on Earth. Yep. And if through your limbic nervous system, you perceive that you are the main character and everyone loves you and everyone who doesn't is lesser, what's better than that?
I mean, so you mentioned...
I'm going through life thinking the opposite, right? Yeah. I'm like people-pleasing, ADHD, OCD, every letter you can have behind your name, including MD. right? It's just like, I would trade it.
Yeah. Well, you brought this up the other day, and I watched it last night. The Brett Favre, the untold Brett Favre story. I watched it last night. He's the exact example of what you're talking about. What a giant jerk that guy's been his entire life, but he's worshipped. To him, he's killing it. It doesn't matter that he was sending wiener pics to a lady that he didn't know at all, who just happened to work for the Jets at the time, while he was married. He was doing that stuff while his wife was having cancer treatments. And then, of course, now the most recent thing is he's taking welfare money for himself and to build a volleyball stadium for his daughter's college volleyball team. Taking money from the poorest people in the poorest state, his state, And he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He thinks he's being persecuted. Like, that's the life you're talking about.
A lot of people like that.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Literally everything in his life has been under his control because of his talent, and he gets to do all the nasty, horrible things that he wants to.
Yeah.
And nothing bad has happened to him yet other than being accused of stuff, and he thinks that's being persecuted.
Yeah, I saw that he says he's being persecuted because he supports President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew he was a Trump supporter, nor do I care. I only know about all those things you just listed, Wheels.
Yeah,
you know?
We have the text messages. We saw what you sent to Jen Sturger. He was basically stalking her, like constantly messaging her with her always saying, no, I have no interest, no. The two of them never met or had a conversation. He just kept sending her messages because he got her phone number from a team employee who broke the law giving out an employee's number to another person without their permission. And then he sends, you know, weenie pics. Again, while married, his wife's recovering from cancer treatments, and this is what he's doing, and he thinks he's the victim.
Yeah.
That's my point. That's who you're talking about. Yeah, to him, he's killing it. Why is everybody against me? Brother, you'd be fired and in jail if you were in a normal job.
Can I talk about a baseball thing?
Yes.
I almost texted you last night, but I knew that you were at practice and you wouldn't get it, wouldn't understand it. But last night when Gorman and Walker struck out back to back, I was ready to trade them for a stale box of Twinkies. I became the angry Cardinal fan.
Three innings later. Three innings later.
But I was talking about this with Aki earlier on, and we should talk to Bernie about it as well. That in most walks of life, you are serving a clientele who really don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
We're like that. Most of the people on the stream are like that. And certainly sports are like that. That Steven and Ackerman and I were saying that probably if you and Ackerman and Bernie and you guys are at the 90th percentile of acumen and I'm at the 55th percentile, I probably know more than the average bear, but only because I'm obsessed with it. That if most people have like a 30% knowledge of it, but those are the people who round out your 3 million customers
a
year.
Yeah.
And so like we were talking, Tom and I, that the Cardinals may be in a tough position because if we keep winning and we're down to a battle with the Cubs for the division and we start decimating the team to try to build for future years, they're going to lose those people.
Yeah.
And probably lose me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'd lose you guys, if you'd be able to see, you know, like, oh, yeah, what they're doing is the smart thing to do.
Yeah. There's two portions of every fan base that are never going anywhere. And it's the sweater knitters and it's the nerds like me. Right? Like the diehards, we love it because we love baseball and we follow the teams that we follow because we're, you know, they're our hometown teams or we grew up with them or whatever. Those two groups of people are never going anywhere. But we're not neither group is the majority. I would argue that those two groups are probably combined 40%.
Sounds right.
Of your fan base. I'd say top 20, not in order of like importance, but like there's 20 and 20. 20% of people are they're happy fans. They're there. They bake cookies for players. They just love everything. And no matter how the team is, they're there thick or thin. There's the people that are like me that are in that group where like we pay attention every day. We watch every game. We watch every inning of every game. And we get mad and we talk about things and but we're not going anywhere. And then there's that group of people in the middle that have three kids and they have a busy schedule. And you have to get their time. You have to earn their time. They care. They're not the haters. They're not the ones that are always mad. And they're not the sweater knitters. But you have to vie for their time and money against other things.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest group to get because you have to win their time.
What percentage are the people, mostly guys, who think they know better than everyone but don't really have a good grasp?
Oh, it's a big percentage. It's not because you couldn't know it. It's just because you haven't had either the access or haven't had the time to know it. Some people, it's just they don't want to take the time to learn things. Like, it's easier to go by your gut, and there are a lot of people who think their gut tells them everything they need to know, which is silliness. It's just silliness. No team is run that way. No manager runs that way. That's old school. And even that, the gut of a Whitey Herzog was informed by 40 years of day-to-day baseball experience on the field, right? Yeah. The gut of somebody watching is not going to match that. You just aren't, no matter what you saw. I'd say that that's a pretty, but the people that are going to look at it that way, probably a good solid 30 to 40%.
Yeah.
And again, it's not because you can't know it.
Yeah.
Or because you're dumb or it's not that at all.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of proximity. And then how much time do you put in to learn things?
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, is JC coming in?
Yeah.
Okay. So JC Corcoran is going to be in here at the top of the hour. He is spearheading doing this event for In Memory of Brian McKenna, celebration of Brian McKenna's life. Coming up on Saturday, so I will be talking to JC at the top of the hour. And singing out loud. Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Show of hands, how many people voted for the DGS on St. Louis Magazine A-List? All right. Full participation. Good to see that.
A few times.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Only done twice.
Well.
There's a link up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page, or just go to stlmag.com. Scroll to kind of the bottom of their webpage, and you'll see a big banner for the A-List Awards. We are under Arts and Entertainment, and then Best Talk News Radio Show.
Under T.
We are art.
We are art.
Oh, yes. Living art.
And artists. Entertainment.
I am art. Wait, that sounds like a person.
And you can vote once a day, which I am doing. I want to win this one.
Nice.
Because we've taken the tack before where we're like, this is so stupid and it's all bought and paid for, blah, 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 blah. And then we lose. It's like, well, everyone else is motivating their
like the lottery,
people.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't win if you don't play.
Gotta play. Yeah, that's kind of a punk thing, is when you're doing something but you're not winning, you're like, I'm not even trying. Which I have done a lot in my life.
I wasn't even trying.
Not even trying. Let me know when you want me to start trying. Okay, now's good.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, there's this tennis player, Nick Kyrgios, who's always like, I could win a Grand Slam if I wanted to.
If I cared.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. I'm like, okay, so you don't want to win a Grand Slam is what you're saying. Like, you just go out there for no reason. Like, it's such a silly, stupid thing to say. It's so childish.
What percentage of our bull crap does everyone see through?
Most of 90. It, I think. Yeah.
90%.
Yeah.
But then they're also doing their own bull crap. So that's why they don't call bull crap on other people, because everybody, we all got our bull crap.
Yep. So true.
And if you call other people on it, then they're going to call you on yours. And then it's, you know.
I was thinking about time travel last night.
Oh.
As I do.
Yes.
Thinking about simulation theory and all of such. And one of the big theories is that we are a simulation done by future humans who've developed this unimaginable technology, and they are reliving or at least watching us live the past lives of humans, which made me think, if we really did develop time travel and we had an oasis, a Valhalla of a world, and we could come back and take people from this hellhole to that, would we do it? Or would we just say, like, nope, this is their lot in life, they're going to live in 2025, or they're going to live in 1200 AD, Would there be some, like, obligation to save people from their time? Think about it. Report back to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary.
Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.